Kevin Myroff in studio with me this morning on News Radio WTAM 1100. Thought it'd be a good idea to talk with Kevin about the stock market. How are you, pal? Good to see you.
Doing great, thank you.
All right, I got a few questions. I'm trying to think of things that people are asking or thinking this morning as they're listening. So let me take you back a couple days. You and I talked on Monday. This was after the Dow dropped about 600 points on Friday. And the answer was, Bill, let's not panic. But now, Kevin, it dropped over 1,100 points yesterday.
The largest point drop in history. And that's what the headlines are. But keep in mind, the percentage was only 4.5%. And so that 4.5% doesn't even make the top 10 drops.
So when it comes to the percentage of the drop, because we're so high in the 20-some thousands, 26, 25,000, you got to look at it that way in percentages and not the numbers as far as what it's
that's
dropping.
That's correct.
Right?
Okay. It's the only way to look at it.
All right. Now, you, over the years, as you and I have talked, you have always reminded me, Bill, when it comes to your 401k, you are sending money ahead. So this is money I'm not going to need for a long time, but I'm watching it monthly, daily, and it's taking a hit right now. Should I be watching it monthly
right,
or daily?
And the reason people watch it monthly or daily is all the news places, CNBC, Bloomberg, they're all set up for traders. They're talking about when you're in the market, out of the market, risk on, risk off. All that is really important if you're a trader. But 99% of us are actually long-term investors. For long-term investors, these short-term volatility doesn't really mean a lot. You got to look at the fundamentals.
All right, Kevin Myroff in studio, also on Wills and Snyder Facebook Live, if you're there with us as well, thanks. Kevin Myroff, NCA Financial Planners in studio this morning. Big headlines, Dow ends wild day, down 1,100 points. At one point, computer glitches, supposedly. Dow was down some 1,600. Now, we're not talking about trading stocks, we're talking about financial planning. But here's a question, and Mike Snyder and I were talking about this some earlier this morning. You and others tell us to relax. Don't do anything, you're fine. Can somebody tell these people? I mean, somebody's trading a lot. It's this big money that they're taking profits. What's going on?
That's right. There's computer programming that takes place. And keep in mind, for people that have individual stocks, they often put what are called stop losses. And usually they're about 5% below. And so as soon as you hit 5% down, all those start to sell. And that triggers even further losses, which triggers computer trading. And so this is a cleansing that has to take place. You know, Bill, the last time we lost 10% in the market was all the way back in 2016. It should happen more often than that. That's a normal correction. And take a guess at what the market ended up in 2016.
It went higher.
It was 11% at the end of the year.
Politically, Trump comes in. Almost everybody said it would be better if Hillary won because Wall Street likes to know consistency. So we kind of knew with Hillary. Trump comes in and we take off. I mean, it's the Trump, you know, wave, if you will. It's been amazing growth, maybe too much too fast in some ways.
Yeah, I mean, nobody was complaining when the market went up 2,000 points in January. We always complain on the way down. But I will tell you, there is no president, no matter who it is, that controls the economy. And the economy happens to be good now. So when a president comes in office, a lot of it's just plain old timing. But then there's hope of all this spending that's going to take place, $1 trillion infrastructure package. All those things create good GDP. But then we have the other part to worry about, which what's the debt going to be that we're going to have to pay off later? So it may start off, you know, like booming, and then, you know, we have to face the music later on. But if we could create enough revenue and start paying off our debt, you know, it could be great. But I will tell you, fundamentals are right now. In my 30 years of doing this, this is as good an economy as I've seen in a long time.
You still bet on the USA. I mean, that's what you come over and over again, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Kevin Myroff in studio from NCA Financial Planners for a couple more minutes talking about the stock market and all. All right, a couple other headlines I see the talking heads. We have a new chair at the Federal Reserve. We have oil prices dropping as we speak and concerned about interest rates, the cost of borrowing down the road. Those are all noisy headlines then. If I sat down with my planner a month or two ago or a year ago and I'm comfortable with my plan, stay with it.
Yeah, a week ago, we were at a market high, just 7 days ago. And so all those things are important, though, Bill. New Fed chairman, how are they going to react? How are they going to fight against interest rates? What's their point of view? Nobody knows. So uncertainty really bothers the market. But once again, if you look at pure fundamentals, we're doing really, really well right now.
So we're both golfers, although we're bad. So you'd say, Bill, your front nine, you were 2 or 3 under. Yeah, right. Now you've had a couple of bogeys. Just relax. You'll still be even par at the end of the day. You just got to get through this spot. Is that fair?
That's fair enough, but I have to say, Bill, you always say you're bad, and then you play really well and take our money.
Nah, stop that.
Yeah, Kevin, you're right. So is it like a 5-game losing streak for the Indians in July? Would that be Is that a good comparison?
Yeah, it's a five-game losing streak and not knowing why they're losing. Sort of like our Cavs.
Well, there's a lot.
Let's not confuse.
I don't. That would cause the market to bottom out right now the way they play.
But yes. On your Indians question, I've got the same lineup. They're all healthy. It's just we've lost a few in a row. And so fundamentally, the economy is healthy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's just they lost a few in a row after they had a 25-game winning streak.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Kevin Meyerhoff, NCA Financial Planners in studio, and talking about the Dow and the drop. S&P also down as well yesterday. I appreciate your time this morning. Good to see you.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you, partner. Kevin Meyerhoff with NCA Financial Planning.